Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, December 2nd, 2019. No, I'm not sure how that happened either. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, with me today, recovering from Thanksgiving. I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Now, it's come to my attention that, much like myself, Andrew is also team stuffing. So, pro tip for everybody, take some of that stuffing and throw it in a bowl with a beaten egg, and then chop up some turkey and throw in that bowl, and then take all of that and dump it in muffin tins and put it in the oven for half an hour. Bam! Stuffin' muffins that will change your life. I'm not even kidding. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
A little cranky.
I know, it's okay. Welcome to cooking. Welcome to the Daily Observations cooking show. It'll be fine. I promise.
I'm not cranky with the cooking tip. That's a fantastic tip.
No, stuffing muffins, no joke. Like, you've seen everybody put it on the waffle iron. This is next level.
I gotta tell you, my I had probably, and hopefully my mom's not listening, because I had like the best Thanksgiving dinner I think I've ever had food wise, and it wasn't at my mom's house.
Oh no.
So it was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm glad to hear it. Because a good meal is kind of the point. So I'm glad it was awesome. So today, to ease back in, we would like to go to a classic. And that is Ming Chi Kuo shooting off his mouth.
Oh, my God. Really? I'm mostly kidding.
I know you're only mostly kidding. So I think this was actually something that Charlotte had written up for us. But Brian, do you want to take us through it?
Yeah, sure. So Ming Chi Kuo is saying that the sun will rise tomorrow, or at the very least next year.
What?
Yeah, can we move on to the next topic? Okay. I'm still kidding. Still kidding. He is saying, because there is actually some meat to this rumor. He's saying that Apple is going to release a 12.9-inch iPad Pro and a 16-inch MacBook Pro with a mini LED display, or with two separate mini LED displays. So, like, these displays would use a technology that uses, according to this was all reported by Mac Rumors, who had his research note clients. It would have 10,000 LEDs in it compared to the 576 LEDs, which are a completely different kind of LED that's going to be used in Apple's, $6,000 machine that's coming up. $6,000 display that's going to be shipping either later this month or maybe next year.
$1,000 stand? That display?
The Pro Display XDR. Yeah, that one. So, okay. These mini LED displays use a whole lot of really super tiny LEDs instead of a lot fewer larger LEDs, and that's the real meat to it, is that Apple's going to be doing this mini LED thing. But there is an angle, and that may or may not be the case. A year out is one of those kinds of rumors that, like, none of us should really be banking on.
Right.
That's
what puts it in the category that you were talking about. You know, the sun will rise. Because he's talking about there being an upgrade to Apple's existing product lines in the next year.
Yeah, like, so in other words, the MacBook Pro will be updated in a year, and the which would be at this point hopefully is going to be the new normal again. But if iPad Pro isn't going to be updated until next year, that means that Apple's going to go 2 years without updating the iPad Pro,
which is weird.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, like, we've been talking about a couple of times on this show, and I've talked about it a couple of times elsewhere, that we have evidence piling up that Apple cares about the Mac again. We keep seeing it, and it's very super exciting. But, this, you know, it's like, is are Apple engineers and designers only allowed to care about like iPhone and then one other product line at a time? Like going 2 years without iPad Pro being updated is entirely lame.
Right. So,
okay. Now that said though, I gotta throw in another caveat. This rumor is specifically for a mini LED display iPad Pro 12.9 inch. Doesn't say anything about the 11 inch form factor or, you know, whatever that could theoretically become before the next release. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't say that it's the only 12.9 inch one that's going to be released. As a matter of fact, it is supposedly going to be like a sort of high end iPad Pro. So maybe we'll get an iPad Pro update this spring. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Well,
and I hope it's certainly no longer.
When we look at them, I went and got the release dates, and we got the first, the 12.9 inch iPad Pro, the first big one, November of 2015. And then the 9.7 inch came out in March of 16. And then the 12.9 second gen and the 10.5 came out in June of 17. And then November of 18. So it's never been a year. There's been one every year, but there's never been, but it's not necessarily been every fall like we've sort of settled into with iPhone releases.
That is true. And but that also to me was symptomatic or emblematic of Apple's least productive phase in its existence. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that year when Apple like shipped 14 new products the whole year.
Yeah.
So I
like November to March is really close, but then March to the following June is 15 months, and then June to the next November, which was a year ago, is 16 months, 17 months. So
roughly the same sort of schedule.
So year plus. So I wouldn't expect anything to come for this one for another few months. So it could go back to like
go back to March,
the spring, the Easter one, where it always used to seem to come out Easter weekend, which always confused me because a lot of malls are closed on Easter and a lot of Apple stores are in malls. So yeah, opening weekend for our iPad is going to be, you know.
Oh, yeah, remember the Apple's in California where nothing's closing.
That's true.
You can go shopping at a grocery store on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day here because we're all communist pagans. It was the weirdest thing. When I first moved to California, my first Thanksgiving or first Christmas, whichever it was, my girlfriend who became my wife, who is now my ex-wife, we needed to get something. It's like, oh my God, we have to go to the store. It's like, why? It's because we've got that thing. It's like, we'll just go tomorrow. It's like, what? Tomorrow's the holiday. I'm from Texas. I'm from the Bible Belt. Stores are closed.
This isn't a thing. Yeah. You can't do that now. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, California.
Yeah. Communist pagans? Communist heathens? I don't remember.
Do it with the stores open. So, you know, like
yeah.
Capitalist.
Oh, yeah. No, it surprises me every year when I forget that it's Easter and I try to go shopping and everything's shut. It's weird. Anyway, it wouldn't be unheard of since we got new iPad Pros last November, for us to get them in the spring. But I don't think it's going to take all the way until the fall. I just don't.
I certainly hope not. Going 2 years without an iPad Pro update would...
That would be silly.
It would stink.
And it would be unprecedented because we haven't had that yet. So the longest is that June to November.
Yeah. So hopefully I'm being just kind of, you know, I'm primed to be, you know, like, you know, negative on this, and then I'm going to be proven wrong and it'll come out in the spring and things will be roughly like they have been. And that'll be fine. And then Apple will turn around and introduce this high end, like the iPad Super Pro.
Pro Max. Yeah.
The Pro Max. With here's a quote that this display will, quote, significantly improve productivity and the entertainment experience.
Yeah, now that makes me laugh. Only because I don't understand how changing the way the screen is lit is going to improve productivity. Now, the entertainment experience, okay, maybe. But I still don't quite, like, things will look nicer is very different than improving productivity. So,
well, I'm wondering if there's something that they that else that they could be doing with or to either the form factor or the display, which will make it all the tastier. But the, you know, the thing is, though, if this device is coming out in a year, no one, the manufacturing world hasn't seen it. And that's where he gets his rumors. So someone may be working on this display, but no one is putting these things together yet.
Right.
If it even comes to market.
Right.
No one's doing it yet. No one's making them yet. So, yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right. And you know, like we talked about, like, this all sounds like a pretty safe bet, you know, to say they're going to update this existing product that they have. They're going to update it and make it a little nicer, a little better in some way so that people will want new ones. Like, really? Yeah. No. You know.
Well, but he is being specific with a specific new technology.
Right. Well, okay. Talking about swapping that out. Yes. Now, but
significantly different technology. These mini LEDs would be smaller than 200 microns in size.
Yeah.
That's tiny, 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 tiny.
But what the thing that I wonder about is what makes that compelling from a practical standpoint? Is it because powering a whole bunch of really small ones is less of a power draw? So,
well,
do you get extra battery life for free? Like, you know,
you get more granular control. It could be smaller. It could be thinner. It probably uses less power.
Yeah, because.
Yeah,
gosh, that display looks good is not a reason Apple swaps stuff out, you know?
It does say these mini LEDs would have many of the same benefits as OLED. This article mentions wide color gamut, high contrast and dynamic range, and local dimming for truer blacks.
Okay.
And it makes me wonder if maybe this is...
Yeah, I feel more productive OLED already.
So it makes you wonder what, Andrew?
It makes me wonder if this is cheaper than OLED, because so far I don't think they have any iPads or Macs with an OLED screen, so it must be kind of maybe difficult to get a bigger, put it on a bigger product like that.
That's a good question. If it the cost on that would be a very interesting thing to get an answer to, I think. Yeah. So, yeah. It's kind of fun to kick this stuff around because it does make us do a little bit of homework. Like, you know, how long has it been between iPad Pros generally and, you know, looking at sort of what future machines are going to look like. So every once in a while, it's interesting to see what his predictions look like. If you are interested in this or if you have information about OLED versus mini LED, we would like to hear that. You can email us at observations@maxbeaver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Now, what I want to talk to you about right now is credit cards. We're entering a silly spending season. If you haven't entered it already, some people have. And what feels really good about, in general, what feels really good is being able to pay those off, especially if you can do it with a lower interest rate, so you can save a little money. So you can refinance your credit card balances and save if you get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You could get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, and that's way lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 20%. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. There are no application fees, origination fees, transaction fees, nor are there any prepayment penalties. So you can even pay it off early and come out ahead. You can apply right on your phone, and sometimes you can even get your money the same day that you applied. Lightstream believes if you have good credit, you deserve a low rate and great service. So that's what they offer. So just for my listeners, if you apply now, you can get an additional interest rate discount. But the only way to get this is if you go to lightstream.com/TDO. Lightstream.com/TDO gets you an additional discount on that loan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/TDO. As always, subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Go to lightstream.com/TDO for more information. Now, our next topic is trackers, specifically package trackers. So, Andrew, you had written up a piece last year about tracking packages, and you've updated it for this year.
Yeah, so basically, I have a tip for each of the main services like USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL. Mm-hmm. Now, you can go to each person's or each company's website or app and track your packages that way. Or you can download another package tracking app that will manage your packages from every service. Mm-hmm. So I personally use this app called Deliveries. It's really nice. You can see where your package is on a map. Like, you can watch it go from state to state, which is pretty cool. And I think it's maybe $5, which is definitely worth it to me if you have a lot of packages.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I am also on Team Deliveries. I really like it because you can also set it for notifications for like every time it gets checked in somewhere new. So you can have it just notify you like it made it to Knoxville, you know, or wherever it is that the massive distribution center is on the East Coast. You know, it made it here, it made it there, and you can keep as close an eye on those packages as you want to, which is really nice. So I like it a lot. And the other thing that I really like about it is that you can sync so that your delivery information is available on all your devices, including your Mac, which sometimes is useful if you are a person who spends time in front of more than one screen at different points during the day. So I also really like Deliveries because it has this tiny feature that makes me so happy. When you get the email that your order has shipped and there's a tracking number in it and you copy the tracking number, all you have to do is open Deliveries and it will say, it looks like you have a tracking number on your clipboard. Do you want to add it?
Yep.
And every time that happens, and it's been happening for years now because they added it like a few OS releases ago. And every time it happens, I'm like, this is so nice. So I use Deliveries. As a bonus, I get text messages from UPS because that sometimes includes a little more information about like the delivery window. It'll be here between 10 and 2 or whatever it is that they say. How about you, Brian?
First, it unmutes the button. You know, I am not a very organized person. So I use iMessage or messages, depending on like which set of documentation you're using, from Apple. In other words, I get text messages from the various delivery companies. And then I also have informed delivery from the Postal Service.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I use that, too.
Yeah, where they send you an email with low grade images of the stuff that's coming in your mailbox that particular day. Yeah.
Okay.
And anybody can sign up for that, by the way.
Okay. That
so if useful. You haven't, well, anybody can sign up with your address.
Yeah. Okay. I was just going to add that.
So go sign up for your own address, lest someone else sign up for your address.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy, but anyway. So yeah, I get text messages when things are coming in. The app that Andrew's describing and that you're a fan of too, I should do that. But it really seems like I'd have to actually put some effort into it. And
well, you'd have to install an app.
Yeah, and then I'd have to connect some things, right?
Andrew, that part I don't know.
Connect some what?
I think you can forward an email. Right, Andrew?
Install the app and then all of a sudden it starts working.
For deliveries?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, as long as you have the package tracking number, you just open the app, you know, add like Kelly said.
You have to add each one at a time? I'm not doing that. Yeah. Are you nuts? Are you crazy? I'm not even doing that. So, yeah, I get, you know, every once in a while, it doesn't necessarily work, right? The UPS or the FedEx will tell me something's coming. Maybe it's not, but I don't know. Getting text messages works for me, and I tend to manage it all from my Mac because I do the vast majority of my messaging on my Mac.
Okay. Cool.
So there you go.
Yeah, I think there's another package tracking app that I have tried where when you get the email with the tracking number, you just forward it, and then it shows up in your app. I've seen that, and I don't remember which one that is.
Parcel?
Maybe.
Because that's the only tracking app that I know of.
Because I remember seeing it and going, oh, this works like TripIt, and I can just bounce them to that, and then like they just started showing up. But then I wasn't getting the notifications as reliably or something. There was some reason that I stopped using it and went back to deliveries. So I'm sorry, deliveries. Well, we'll never break up again.
Nifty would be an app where you could put your delivery service credentials into it.
Yeah.
And it would pull the information and give you the exact kind of information that you were describing.
Yeah.
For this other one. But the idea of like going in and putting each of my tracking numbers in there, I'd rather gouge my eye out with a rusty spork.
Well, I have yet to reach the point where it's problematic because I don't have enough packages to track, I guess, where it matters when they show up or not. So generally, for me, it hasn't been a big deal because I don't have loads of mail that I have to worry about tracking. So. Otherwise, I probably would. But generally, it's not too bad. I've not had trouble with it.
Rusty spork. it sounds something like this. Ow.
Thank you for the sound effect, Brian. That's and thank you for leaving everyone with that image as we end the show today. Sending you all off with the rusty spork. All right. That's fantastic. Andrew, I think we've done all we can here today, so I'm going to call it. Thanks for coming by.
All right. Thanks for having me. And you should put rusty spork as the podcast title.
I think today it's with a rusty spork. Yes. And Brian, thank you for that show title.
Indeed, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Good to be here.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Okay. We're good.